The only public library bookmobile in western Massachusetts is back on the road for a second season. Any notion that a bookmobile is a relic of a bygone era should be dispelled based on what has gone on in Chicopee since the city's bookmobile hit the road last summer. More than 10,000 patrons checked out over 7,600 books, DVDs, and e-books at the bookmobile stops in neighborhood parks, at community organizations, and events like the city-sponsored movie night.
We can't believe how happy the public is to see us.
Chicopee Library Director Nancy Contoy said it was thrilling to see the demand for the bookmobile service from both adults and children. Over 250 children signed up for a reading program last summer during bookmobile stops. The bookmobile made occasional visits to the senior center and a few other places during the winter. A spring schedule that includes stops at parks began Monday. When school is out of session next month, the bookmobile will begin a biweekly schedule of 2 90-minute stops per day that will continue to the Friday before Labor Day.
One of our most popular stops is the farmers market down on Meadow Street, so we'll be back there again this year.
The bookmobile has room for 500 to 600 books and DVDs. There are iPads for use in the vehicle and Wi-Fi for people to download books to their own readers or go to the library website to request a book for delivery on the next bookmobile visit.
Obviously, we want people to come to our library, on our main library on Front Street, as well as our branch library in the Fairhaven complex. But this also gives us a chance to be where the public is, which has been wonderful because there are some people that tell us that they don't have the transportation to get to our facility.
Chicopee Mayor Richard Koss said the response to the bookmobile in its first year is heartwarming. He said it's a cost-effective way to bring library services to every neighborhood in the city.
People now are starting to recognize that there's a pattern, there's a routine, there's a schedule, and they're coming and they're putting requests in. They're realizing that they can order books or get on a waiting list. So it's just been a real, win-win.
Koss accepted a check for $15,000 from the Polish National Credit Union Monday to underwrite the operation of the bookmobile for another season. Credit Union President and CEO Jim Kelly said he was thrilled the mobile library is such a big hit.
Well, we give a lot of careful thought to our community giving, and this is a no-brainer. There's so many people in the community that we can help through our donation for this mobile library to happen.
School children have made hundreds of suggestions on naming the bookmobile, according to Contoy's. A name will be selected from among the suggestions by the library's staff later this month. Reporting from Chicopee, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.